Blog Talk Radio.
With our theme song tonight, Manic Monday, with Michelle Costa and Ron Rad. Well, tonight we have a great show. Welcome to everyone in the chat room, all the guests that's listening. Welcome. Welcome to the Rad Reality Show.
Call in at 347-237-5506. But anyways, and when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here today on this lovely Monday, March 12th, 2012. My name is Cherry Garcia, and I'm going to be your co-host along with Mr. Paul from Minnesota. We hope you've got your glass of wine poured, your feet propped up, and you're ready to enjoy a good show today because you know, as well as we do, that our Manic Monday host always brings it. I know that's right, don't you, Paul?
Hails to the yeah.
Absolutely. Speaking of our Manic Monday host, she's live here with us right now, the beautiful Portuguese princess, Miss Michelle Costa. How are you today, girl?
Hola, muchacha y muchacho, and muchachas out there. Woo-hoo-riba! It's Manic Mondays, and I'm feeling Manic Monday fantastic. I'm not going to lie.
All right.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. How you guys doing?
Way to start a show, girl.
I love your energy.
I'm actually really kind of like mellow today, so I don't know what you're talking about. But I will say this. Hi, everybody in the chat room. I'm watching you. And let me tell you this, okay? So today, I don't know where you live, but I hope it was a fantastic day after Daylight Savings Time Day.
It is beautiful here. I'm telling you what. All the dogwoods are blooming in full bloom. It's the middle of March, March 12th. And all of the dogwoods in my neighborhood are already in full bloom. My hostas are already popped out and starting to, you know, get their little buds on them. Everything, it's like it's the middle of spring already, and we're on March 12th. It's crazy, but I'm loving it. I'm just loving it. I'm not a winter person. Everybody knows that about me already. Right now, I've talked about it plenty. But we have an early spring, and I'm so happy about it.
Me too. Paul, how's the weather there in Minnesota?
Well, I was telling Sharon just the other day, 2 days ago, we broke a 134-year-old high temperature record. The old record was set in 1878 at 59 degrees, and we crushed it with 66 degrees. And then I was talking to my parents yesterday, and I said, hey, you know, we broke a big record. You remember? I often ask you those things. Do you remember that day back then?
That's funny.
So
well, yeah. Oh, Paul. That's going to come back at you double time.
I want to, on the air, here's why the chatters that saw I arrived late. It was because I uploaded like 5 clips from last night's Mobwise.
Ooh.
And so I was scrambling there. So what I am going to do, I didn't have a chance to talk
to
you.
I thought it was maybe because you forgot to turn ahead the clocks.
I've been known to do that, believe me. But here's what I wanted to tell you, Cherry, suggest, I should say, that when we get at some point with quite a number of people in the chat room listening, make sure you take that opportunity to play our special teaser clip, because I know what happened last night. We had guests that we were dealing with, and it wouldn't have been appropriate to interrupt them. So that's my suggestion tonight, hon.
Okay, well, we'll play it a little bit later.
Perfect.
Okay.
Well, I'll let you guys know about the fantastic day here in Providence, Rhode Island. We hit over 70 degrees, and it was actually snowing yesterday. No accumulations or anything. It was snowflakes, but can you believe it? 70 degrees. We broke records. I'm so excited. I had my windows down. My hair was blowing in the wind. I had my sunglasses. I was just, the motorcycles were out. I was like, yeah. Because in New England, you never know what you're going to get. That's why you have to keep a emergency kit in your car. You need a raincoat, snowshoes, sandals, and maybe just like a spring jacket, because you never know what you're going to get. But the other thing, too, is today they call it Cyber Loafing Monday. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, explain that. No, I don't. I saw that flash up somewhere, and I had never heard that before.
Yeah, well, Cyber Loafing Monday is what the people are calling when people go back to work after a daylight savings, and that they're not as productive as they normally would be on a Monday because they lost an hour of sleep. And I have a few things to say to that. Bullshit would be my first thing, because number one is, while you had your fancy Sunday off and you slept in an extra hour, I'm sure, I had to wake up. So I'm the one that technically lost the hour, so screw the Cyber Loafing Monday, number one. Number two is, I'm not even upset about it, and I'm the one that had to lose the sleep, because why? I gained, along with everybody else out there, an hour extra of sun time. So when I actually got out of work yesterday, it was sunny. Yay.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, one of the most depressing things when we have those short days, for me at least, when we have those short days in the winter, and this is obviously when I did go to work, but you got to work, it was dark. You left work, and it was dark.
There's nothing
worse than that.
Yeah, like, really, like, I want to see the sun, you know? And then, never mind, when I work, like, people tell me, oh, my God, it's so beautiful outside. I'm like, really? Okay, great. I'm in here for 10 hours. Like, I don't need to be reminded by every person that walks by how nice it is. So, finally, on a day off, I had a nice day, so I'm excited. But let me tell you guys what happened to me at work this week. So, I actually met one of our listeners and who is actually in the chat room right now. We've literally we didn't run into each other, but she actually said that she heard my voice and stopped in her tracks, and it was Miss Bigwig 22. I hope I'm right. And we actually spent like a few hours just talking about how ridiculous. Okay, people, get your glass of wine, take a sip. How ridiculous Survivor was last week. Can I get an amen?
My goodness.
Amen,
girl.
Calls to the and just to let you know, we got Cindy to call in and share with us because she mentioned it in the chat. So we we heard a little bit of her side of it, but she also said that at one point she thought, "Well, I kind of overstayed my visit. I'm going to walk away." And she said Michelle would have none of that, and she kept her there while you were doing other sales. I thought it was so cool. And that must have been so fun.
Yeah, no, I was like, no, you're not going anywhere, you know, because our show is throughout the nation. So lots of times, there's people that are from around here that I see here and there, whatever. But to run into them first off at work, and she said she stopped by my voice. But she got to see me in action, people. She got to see me at work, at the workplace. Yeah.
Not only that, Michelle, she approaches you and says, "I'm sorry, Cindy, but how could you not know that it was Michelle?" But she said she approached you and said, "Are you Michelle from Big Brother?" And then there was somebody standing around that asked, "What the hell is Big Brother?" And she goes and recruits them, and then she goes and tells people about the Rad Reality Show. I mean, it was a wonderful time.
Yeah. Yeah, no, actually, it was like a powwow. We had, like, seven ladies that were just all hanging out. I was, like, doing their hair. We were just all chatting. And the funniest thing is that I had a name tag on that said Michelle Costa.
Oh, no.
I had just got my name badge, too, but my hair was probably covering it. But, no, sorry, Cindy. Anyway, well, it was much fun. I had a blast. Yes, Paul.
She brought up something that is possible. We have always in our chat room a number of guests. Some of those guests could very easily be one of those ladies that you talked to. So why don't you give a special shout out to them from BJ's?
Shout out to BJ's, and that sounds bad because it's funny.
You
did. And, you know, it's really funny because I sent out a message on Twitter on Thursday, and I said something like, hairstylists and salon owners, come see me for a great deal at BJ's, whatever, in Johnston. And Evil Dick sent me back a tweet, and it was just like, what? Is this some kind of sick fucking joke? And I texted him back, and I'm like, no, I'm like, I work at BJ's. And I think somebody else chimed in, like, it's BJ's Wholesale. And he was like, oh, my God, you work at BJ's? He's like, you have to. He's like, you're opening up a bag of fucking worms right now for me. And I'm like, all right, thinking to myself, go ahead, Dick, give it to me. And he was like, and he sends back a tweet, and he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I'm going to change a name. It's going to be called Dick's BJ's. And I was just like, sounds like a lucrative business. So it was just so funny. We're going back and forth. But, yeah, if you guys watched A Day in the Life of Michelle last week, it was a little bit of a joke there, too.
We have somebody that wants to talk to you, I think, Michelle, on the switchboard. Cindy, thank you so much for calling in.
Hi, Michelle.
Hey, Cindy, what's up, girl?
Nothing much.
Oh, my gosh. So do you want to maybe give your synopsis of how your, I believe it was it Thursday? Yeah, it was Thursday.
Yeah, it was
how
Thursday.
Your Thursday, A Day in the Life of Cindy on Thursday.
Oh,
I already
nice
gave it, Michelle.
Play.
You missed the show.
I know, I guess. I didn't realize you had already told out the world, but I want to know what you told them.
Oh, what a jerk you are. No. I told them how
I did your hair.
I told them you did my hair. And how many items you sold.
Yeah. I sold you, too, so don't even.
And I don't have it anymore.
Why?
My daughter-in-law stole it.
Oh, see that? See, I'm going to have to sell you again.
See, now I'm going to have to come and find you. My card expired, actually. I'm not renewing it.
Oh, don't worry about it. I'll renew your BJ's card. We'll get that figured out. We'll call Dick.
We'll call Dick, yeah. I can get a Dick's. I went back and read those Twitters. They were a riot.
Oh my gosh, so funny. So now you normally don't shop at that BJ's. You like the other BJ's
down by the corner.
North
Attleboro, yeah.
The other BJ's down by the corner?
Down by the corner, yeah, you know. Maybe I'm being a little bit eccentric, but no. No, but it was so funny because out of nowhere she's just like, your voice. Are you Michelle?
Well, I had my eyes dilated too, so I couldn't see clearly.
That's right.
Yeah, that's funny. But yeah, and we like literally talked. I think it had to be at least 2 hours.
I don't know. I was watching all my stuff, and I went back before I left the store and returned all my meat and got new meat.
I have a tendency to do that. I have a tendency to do that at BJ's too. I'm like, yours is too old. I need the next one.
I said, I just had this stuff in my cot for almost 2 hours.
Well, so somebody else, Cindy, now you realize this, somebody else is going to end up buying that stuff.
I know. But it wasn't me.
they made a song of that. It wasn't me. But, yeah, it was me and her literally talked about a lot of things, but the main topic, I would think you would agree with me, Cindy, was Survivor. So Cindy, do you mind chatting Survivor?
No, I don't. I love Survivor.
All right, cool. So everybody out there listening, how ridiculously stupid was Troyzon and Trazon and Tarzan and Alf. I don't even know who else we can throw in there.
Was the worst. Oh, my gosh. I wanted to climb through my TV, wind up on that island with my hands around Colton's throat. And
really? I liked him.
Oh, my gosh.
Everybody's so boring.
You are so in the minority, Michelle. Nyanka called in on Thursday, and she actually thanked us for allowing her to vent. She was so fuming. And
I totally understand. I mean, I totally understand. I thought some of his comments were just honestly just ridiculous. But the reality is that's actually still happening now. Like, that's the sad thing, is that when you get, like, especially, I guess, down south, and you guys don't quote me on this. I'm just telling what people have said to me or what I hear, is that things are like that down there, which, I mean, that's a bubble to me. Like, get out of the bubble. And I feel like that's what he's doing, like, coming out of, like, where he's from and put into a predicament, I guess, he got himself into. But the thing was, me and Cindy talked about this. We were a little surprised that they kind of showed that, because we didn't really see the whole thing. We don't really know how it led to that, and I feel like if you're going to put that on TV, something like that extreme, that it should have been the whole and kind of entire thing shown, because I can't feel like that, you know, it was really kind of like just that nanny comment that that's the only person that he's been around. That's kind of ridiculous, if you guys ask me. Come on now. You really think that's the only person he's ever been around?
Housekeeper.
Yeah, I mean, I can totally understand why, because at first I was like, Colton, you know, I thought he was going to be out first, honestly. And you guys, he's running the game right now.
Yes.
Whether or not you guys like him or hate him, there's got to be something way more than what we see for all these people to be going on his kind of cultish ways, I guess you could say. He's definitely doing something with their mind and whatever. So I don't. That's why I say don't believe in everything that we see, because, you know, for them to have put that out there in Survivor, you would think that they would have done that with the Jeff situation and Big Brother. And that's the other thing me and Cindy talked about. They kept that hush-hush.
But they
hush-hush.
Didn't air that on TV, Michelle.
They kept that hush-hush.
Hush.
Exactly. They kept that hush-hush because they want to keep the persona still the same, especially for the people who don't watch the feeds or go online. So
CBS chose to air those comments, which was unbelievable.
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, I feel like there's a lot more to it than that comment, but it's messed up to say.
There's always more to it. We have certainly, as avid reality show watchers, we know from talking to a lot of people that have come off the shows that there's always a lot more to it. But as many people also say, you can edit, but, you know, they're the ones that said the words. Cherry did give him a little, if you will, one pass, not pass, I'm struggling for my words, but she said Colton has a lot of growing up to do, and I agree with that. He comes across as being somebody that's been very sheltered, and certainly this experience may, you know, it does work for some people. They grow up and they learn things about themselves, and that is always my hope, that people learn from, you know, their experiences and mature and grow up from them.
Did anybody see his apologies on Twitter?
No, I did not see that. Did
he
you?
Has
anybody
apologized,
else?
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. Also, I guess you really don't learn until you make mistakes, you know, and what you make of it, you know. There's got to be something that everybody there is following him. If everybody continues to follow him after this week, because we don't know what's going on, you know, the few weeks coming up.
Oh, it's
if everyone
the could... preview. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Paul.
No, you were saying about this coming week, and I was just going to say, yeah, the previews look like and commercials look like there's going to be some big time shaking up going on with him.
Well, that's what I want to see. If they don't have any backlash and they keep the way it's going with the situation, then I'm going to be like, okay, there was a little bit more to what we saw. But if there's things that start developing, then we'll have to be like, okay, yes, he said that comment. We all say the things that we say, yes, but it could be said by, towards a different question. That's the stuff we don't say, okay? I actually read this quote on, I believe it was Facebook or Twitter, and I found it to be so fascinating, and I'm going to just reiterate it here. Life is like being a photographer. You need the negatives to develop, right?
That's right.
Doesn't that make a lot of sense? And
right. Seems I heard you say that to LaWonderful.
Yeah, well, I think that just think about it. That's like in anything
great.
In life, and the
great.
Fact that he's reaching out to Twitter, and saying his apologies, then obviously, yeah, maybe that's exactly how it was said. And people say things at the heat of the moment, and they don't mean it. And you know what? I think it was Troyzon, whatever, turned to him and was like, you know, if we want to ask anything about Survivor, Colton's the one to ask. And if he's kind of being like, you know, that player, kind of like a Dan-like, you know, or like, you know, a Russell or whatever, kind of like knows the game, methodical, then that was a really stupid move, and he really fricked up, you know, by saying those ridiculous comments. But honestly, if you really think about it, yeah, he said those comments, but still, it's a whole team that freaking gave the immunity idol up to go in and vote out another team member. You can't just say one person says, yeah, let's do this, and that's a team effort, and that team decided to do that. So I think, if we think Colton's an idiot, we have to throw all those guys there besides
Bill,
right?
The dumbest move I've ever seen made on Survivor. I mean, and there's been some humdingers, but to see a whole tribe, like, just put on the dunce cap together and pull off something that stupid to, you know, the whole tribe just,
I really thought they were going to vote Colton out when they were at... I thought that's what they were doing.
Kevin Colton. See, I was like, what is wrong with them? I don't care if I have, like, somebody on my team that's annoying or bothering or whatever, because I just look at it like, oh, good. So the next time we do get to this point, hopefully we don't because we win all the immunity challenges, then that's the person that's going to go next. That's a one extra week for you.
A target that's not on you.
Exactly. And continue to shine the light on that.
you know. But no, you go and do that. So now you're down one guy. Your team basically is just not even a team anymore, okay? And you don't know when they're going to drop the colors and go as one. And do you really want to be on an uneven field? You know, it's like, do they know where they're on, like a reality show? Like, just like Biggest Loser, and I'm just going to go off a little bit here, but what is wrong with these people? Like, they're quitting, they want to go home, they're walking out, which I hear me and Cindy talk about, they're walking out. Like, do you know how many people would just give everything to be in your place and they're being dumb about it? It's like, yeah, you're going to do and say things and maybe you're there for the experience or whatever, but play it out. Like, don't leave anything that, like, when you go home, don't say, oh, you know, I should have done this. Leave it all out there.
No, have no regrets.
Leave it all out there because you might not ever get that second chance. And maybe you screwed up and did the wrong thing, but at least you know you tried, right? I think
that's
so.
That's right. I agree.
But what is wrong with them? Why would you want to? Never mind one, but there was a few of them that were behind this. I just can't wrap my head around it. And I love Jess' face when they all came walking around the corner, which me and Cindy, I think that he didn't know, but Cindy was like,
oh,
nah,
he
knew. But you know what, though? Like, still, like, his look, I think, even if he knew about
it. Here's the clincher, Michelle. How, if he was so surprised, was he able to rattle off statistics of how many years and show and tribals and all that type of thing? They fed him that info.
Yeah, but I don't think he really needed statistics. That's the first time for that. Hello? That's the first time, right, that anybody's done that?
He rattled off the number of tribal councils. You think he had that in his head ahead of time?
No, you're right.
Tribal councils.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. But I also hear that these tribal councils are like 5 hours long. So so we don't know if they take breaks. You don't know if, like,
that's
he
true.
Decided after they all walked in, like, okay, I need to regroup. I need to,
Hey, producers, would you look up the stats? How many tribals have we done? How many? And then they come back and he quotes it. Yeah, that's possible.
You know, we don't know that. I'm working on getting a couple people from Survivor. They were going to try to call in today, but I wanted to just get an idea of, like, how the tribal works. I know it's long. I know it's a very long process, but I wonder, do they stop? Does, you know, what happens? Because there's a lot more, and I feel like this is just the beginning. I think the Survivor is going to be crazy. It's already ridiculous.
I know. With the men and women being against each other, you know, the women were really down in the beginning, and once they started winning and, you know, getting their confidence up. Now they you know, have their strength up a little bit. They have their confidence up, and now the men are starting to falter, and they're really falling apart. And the men came over and asked to use their boat after they won the little boat and the fishing gear, and the women were like, we'll talk about it and let you know. And the men were just like, I don't understand. We were going to go do the fishing, and we were going to give them half of everything we caught. Why wouldn't they do that? They're stupid for not doing that. And my husband said, you know, I think the women might be having a smart move here doing this, because men get really grouchy and grumbly and fall apart if they don't have something to eat and they're hungry. And they just might, like, fall on their faces and, you know, eat each other alive if they don't have food. And that's exactly what happened that night. My husband was 100% right. They didn't go out and fish that day because they were counting on the women giving them a boat so they could go out and fish easier than what they were normally doing. And they waited, and they didn't fish like they normally do. So they didn't have their food that day. And what did they do? They imploded on themselves, pulled off the stupidest move in survivor history. And I think most of it was because they were hungry and they haven't had any food. And they flipped everything that the women, they were trying to do to the women the week prior in keeping them hungry and not having any food and trying to keep them down. And the women, you know, turned around on the men the following week and let it all happen to them. And the men just totally imploded.
Hey.
And
Cherry, before she ends up popping off again, I do know somebody dear to our Rad Reality Show family is listening in right now, and I just want to say Cherry passed along your message, and many, many, everybody in the chat room was saying that they miss you too. I'm just passing along.
She hasn't even been up on the switchboard for a minute yet. I'm watching.
Okay.
Yes. Well, I got a couple of comments to make. Number one. Okay, first off, the guys wanted to make this move, okay, because somebody turned on them and somebody in their group out of, you know, the four of them and against the three big guys and whatever, and they wanted to make sure that they, you know, that none of this was going on. So first off, they went in there wanting to get rid of the rat or the person flipping on them. Okay, so that was Leaf, okay? Leaf stayed. So good point, guys. Great job. Number two, Bill didn't do anything. He was just there listening to what Leaf was saying. That's number one. Number two is great job, guys. Go and kick probably the most athletic guy at this point with that team because they already took out the other kind of stronger guys. Take out the last strongest guy you have. So now that you're even weaker of a team, you know, like... What you have Leaf, Colton, Troyzon, Tarzan, what, you know, like, what the hell?
It's Jonas, don't,
yeah, but you know what I mean. It's like, what is wrong with them? They just shot themselves, like, multiple times, and Cherry is right. Like, it's going to become like that movie Alive where the plane crashed in the middle of nowhere and they end up eating themselves. That's what's happening. It's already happening. I mean, I thought the whole point of it was to show Leaf that he can't do things anymore. So instead of them kicking him out, let's keep him around so he can screw us over again and get out freaking Bill because Colton doesn't like him.
Well, see, they wanted it to be, I guess, Survivor One World, and they wanted to see if the both of the tribes could sort of live together. Well, the men didn't want that. The men, you know, didn't want to share anything with the women in the beginning. They wanted to keep the women down, not let them have any, you know, fire, any, you know, shelter, anything. And they wanted to really keep the women down, and they were mean to them and everything. Well, then once the women started winning a little bit, then the men started coming over and kind of begging from them. And the women were like, well, you know, when we needed things, you guys were just, you know, very quick to say no to us. Now that you want something from us, why should we give it to you?
Yeah.
And so I don't think the one world is working very well. I think it's a very divided world.
I agree with you. And I feel like if Colton does get backlash from the tribal council, because, all right, let me backtrack before I make the statement. Okay, so, of course, you guys remember the ladies found the idol on their camp, and they because they found it on their camp, it's a guy's idol, and they gave it to Colton. Okay, so why hasn't any guy tried to find the idol, okay? Obviously, none of them are looking for it unless they're not showing it, number one. Number two, why hasn't Colton tried to find an idol to kind of payback? I feel like he's waiting for maybe the timing of it, and maybe the timing is right now that he put his foot in his mouth
And now maybe what we're going to be seeing is we saw, I guess, Paul, you said that it looks like all hell's going to break loose. Well, I bet you guys any money that Mr. Colton is going to go out there, find himself an idol, give it to the, one of the girls, establish himself even better now with the girls so when the merch comes, he's fine. He's going to, if not, convince the team not to take him out or use the idol and maybe make himself last long for the merge. What do you guys think?
That
and then once that
happen.
Merge happens, he's got the girls wrapped around his finger.
That could very well happen.
Mm.
I think you're going to see a mixed tribe now, though. I don't think it's going to be the men against
yeah.
the women.
Yeah.
I think they're going to drop their buffs.
That's what the commercials look like. They're switching up the tribes, so it looks like they're going to mix them up, girls, boys, somehow.
But what
right.
I want to know is what happens to all, who gets what camp? Who gets the boat and the fishing gear and...
Yeah,
so
that's
that'll
very
be
interesting.
Settled somehow. You know, they usually do mix up the tribe, though, midway through, so... Michelle, we've got Miss Dina on hold.
I'm going to let you guys go, okay? I'm going to listen in on the...
All right, Miss Cindy, I'll meet you at BJ's.
Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Dina has been away for about 3 weeks or so now. She's been in Tennessee. Her stepfather has been in the hospital, and she has not been able to join us in the chat room. And she has been calling in to talk to us on air. And everyone has been missing her dearly, and we've been missing her. So she's able to call in today, and I was wondering if it'd be okay if we brought her up on the air and say hi to Miss Dina.
Can I play about 40 seconds of a song that I think she'll enjoy?
Absolutely.
I'm going to cut it short, so don't freak out.
Goodness.
And if they don't
Dina.
Want Dina, my
thank
ass.
You so much for calling in, sweetie.
Hi, Dina.
Hello, hello. How is everybody?
Hola, muchacha. ¿Cómo estás? Bueno.
What's going on, my little bambino? How are you, Michelle?
I'm good. It's so good to hear your voice. How is everything? What's been going on?
Well, long story short, he my stepfather coded 3 different times, and we've been able to fight for him. And when someone that you love very much, you know, they've got that life will already signed, and, you know, the doctors are saying, hey, it's time to do this, and something just tells you, you don't do it right now. Give a person life. Give them a chance. Give them opportunity. So the good news is, yes, I've been up here since like the 14th or the 15th of February, so I'm ready to go home. I mean, I am ready to go home, but I'm needed here. And as of today, my stepfather was sitting up in a cardiac chair, and it's one step closer to his recovery. He does have a trach in his throat now, and he's mighty pissed off. He wants to go home. So, you know, I can deal with a pissed-off stepfather other than the alternative and having to deal with the mother and, the, you know, all of that. So life to me is good. Life is, and I have missed each and every one of you. I miss the chat room.
Our chat room is going crazy right now, Dina.
Yeah.
Everybody's going, Dina, with exclamation points and just saying how nice it is to hear your voice and... Everybody's saying that they're praying for him and for you, and the chat room is going crazy for you right now.
Dina, you know what you just said that I just absolutely loved is the fact that you said he is just angry. You know what that means? He's fighting.
Absolutely.
And that's a good thing. And that's a good thing because that's what you need to keep it going, you know?
Absolutely. Put some fire up somebody's ass and see what happens. They'll move. And that's what we plan on doing. I mean, that's just how it goes. And when you love somebody, you will go that extra mile. I can tell you that I have no idea what's going on with Survivor, the Amazing Race or nothing, but I'm able to sometimes periodically just call in and listen to, you know, what's going on, and I really don't need to watch it because you guys are so in detail, and I miss my buddies. I miss
hey.
Lola, I miss Jody, I miss, there's too many, Seymour, Faith, all, you know, all, everybody, I just, Michelle, you know, Joe, I just, damn, folks, we don't have to watch a reality show. We've got our own.
That's right, girl.
So what are your thoughts
on the whole Survivor thing of this? Since you didn't watch it, what do you think, honey, what's saying?
All I know is that TV commercial that I watched last night of that one kid saying the only black person he knew was his housekeeper. That's all I need to see. Bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't like him. I don't give a shit what happens to him after that. So,
hey,
Dina,
there's been so many other shows and so much time taken up on our radio shows that we really haven't talked in a while about My Big Redneck Vacation. You said you haven't watched other shows. Have you watched that one?
Of course.
Let me tell you, my gut was hurting from this last episode. Oh my God, it was hilarious.
Dude,
absolutely.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Oh man, I didn't watch it. I don't know who is the daddy.
Oh my God,
watching Maury Povich right now.
Class.
Hey Michelle, I got one answer
so
for you on
funny.
That. Hey, Michelle, my only answer is my daddy is the one that has $3 million sitting in the bank account with my name on it. No question. That's my freaking daddy.
I'll jump on there.
Hell yeah.
I'll jump on it.
On my wheel. Are you kidding me?
So you're buying lunch? No.
Have you been watching Mob Wives, Dina?
I've been watching Mob Wives. I love Mob Wives. I didn't watch The Sit Down last night because I couldn't stand them three bitches that was on there, so I didn't waste my time. I watched My Bayou Billionaires. I'm convinced 100% now that Lizard Lick is so stupid I'm not watching it anymore because it has to be fake. You just can't get away with that kind of shit. And let's see, what else have I been watching? Just different stuff. Up here in Tennessee, they're all about deer hunting and freshwater fishing, and I'm just like, I keep running. But guess what I did buy? And it's
what?
Internet. I got a hold of apple
okay, wait,
pie.
Disclaimer.
Fuck, disclaimer. We're screwed.
Okay,
we
just whisper it.
Dina?
Just whisper it.
I got apple pie moonshine and pumpkin spice moonshine.
Oh my gosh, the pumpkin. Oh my goodness. I love
that. Sounds dangerous.
Pumpkin.
No, there will be more insulin taken this evening and any more evenings, but I have enjoyed a very nice cocktail, shall I say.
Oh, a BJ's tail? I guess you are right. I
want
to try.
I'll send you some money. I want some pumpkin.
Yeah.
Hey, Dina. Tell me this. We always see it on TV. When you get them, are they in those big gallon ceramic jugs?
Well, actually, no. They're in these little, they've got a little bit high tech down here since then, Paul. They're not in the jug. They are in the ball, you know, mason jar. Glass jars. And
nice.
$25 buys you a little one, $50 buys you a big one, $50 you go ahead and get it, and that way you've got it for, you know,
a few days.
For a few days.
I like how you whispered it, Dina, like it's like a secret. And you're like,
listen to me, listen. This is the freakiest place.
Between you and me, girl.
And this is the freakiest place I've ever been. I'm in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. This is where they built the atomic bomb.
Yep.
So get this mail. There is nothing but feds. Just you, and it's a very small but a big town. The federal people here, the government are here, and it's like, holy shit, you're being watched at all times. And they've got a city underneath the city, and it's just like, I don't feel, I mean, you're supposed to feel safe around here, but I don't feel safe around here.
I bet you.
Just went by.
Hey, yeah, that's at my house. Hey, Dina, I bet you any money they put moonshine in their atomic bomb. That's the potent secret.
The secret ingredient.
Jody just wanted to know if that's
pie.
The Body Farm place.
Yes, that's at UT. That is University of Tennessee has a cadaver farm. It is very, very disgusting. The only way I know about it is my grandmother was raised over in that neck of the woods, and ironically enough, that's where her grave is. But it's gross over there. But I mean, it's got to be as science. People have to know about this crap.
Is there a neck of the woods in Tennessee?
There's a bunch of rednecks up here. You hear me? It's a different world.
Oh,
there's a redneck up here. I'm telling you, it's a whole different world. But
girl, you're picking up the redneck accent.
Come on now.
Come on down now. Oh my gosh. Well, Dina, I'm so glad you called. Do you mind talking a little bit about Mob Wives, seeing that you saw it? So let's talk about Mob Wives. But before we can talk about Mob Wives, Dina, we need to hear the Big Bang.
All right. Coming right up.
I'll tell you what, I listen to that and I get gangsta.
Ever. I'm telling you what, they couldn't have had a better intro ever. Michelle may not be here, but we're going to have to do this anyway. Anytime we go Mob Wives, this is required.
The views expressed by guests and callers of the Rad Reality Show are not necessarily the views of the host or the sponsors of the Rad Reality Show and are for entertainment purposes only. Some assembly may be required and batteries are not included.
Yeah. That's always needed. We should just do that in the beginning of the show. But I get gangster when I hear Big Bang. I pout my lips, okay? I, like, grab my just mysterious, invincible gat, a bazooka, and I just, like, start, like, shaking my head, and I just turn into a crazy person. So we have about
Michelle,
8 minutes to talk Mob Wives. Yes, Paul?
Michelle? I just want to let you know, here are the short clips that I've got. I've got Big Ange at the racetrack. I've got Drita telling Big Ange about the anger management. Renee Rise at the cabin. Renee on horseback. And then Drita's story about the boy in the wheelchair.
All right. Well, let's do a clip, and then we'll talk about it. We got, you know, like I said, a good 8 minutes, and I think we'll be able to fill those up with the Mob Life. So first clip. Mr.
Paul! I've been going to Belmont Raceway for about 30 years. I love going to the races because it's so much fun. I love gambling on anything.
Yeah, seven, you want the seven? Come on! What just happened?
Do you believe I was cheering on the wrong horse? I need to get binoculars.
Oh, my gosh. First off, probably my favorite so far, Big Ange. She's got the nominee of the best non-Mob Wives extra, I guess you could say, of the year. Do you guys agree?
I agree. Absolutely.
Okay.
She makes the show.
Oh.
She makes it tolerable. She makes it very, you know what I'm saying, relaxing, and I love her.
Oh, she's like actually the one that makes sense, right? She's like the voice of reasoning.
Yes. Yes. Well, hey, Michelle, I'm dying to know. Okay, yeah. So they're saying that Karen's book is is bestseller now. What do you think about that? That blows my mind.
Well, I did not hear that. You're the first person to tell me that, number one. Number two is I am not surprised because...
The popularity of the show.
Yeah, the popularity of the show, I think, definitely, that's kind of why I think that maybe the book could have been written a long time ago or maybe has been put on hold because they kind of wanted to see how the show went, and instead of putting it out right away and maybe it being a flop like the show, they decided for it to be like the next year so that it could be popular. And number like three is like, oh my God, don't you guys want to know like all the secrets of the mob? Like, ooh, this is the time we whisper because I live like near mafia people and they could be listening on my window right now.
No, that's here, dear. I just explained that to you.
The Tennessee Mafia.
Hey, but what about Drita? I think she's still holding the ground. You know, something that did stand out with me more than anything in the show was she admitted, hey, listen, her problem so much is not with Karen as it is with Ramona. And Ramona jumping in that fight that night. And I'm telling you that Drita is the type of person she comes across as this more and more that we watch her, it's not about Karen.
I love Drita. I totally agree with you, Dina. I think that her and Karen had differences, and, you know, Ramona doesn't help the situation. She's not the voice of reasoning. She's actually egging it on. And this girl is, like, so opposite of Ange, you know. They're both not part of the show per se, but it's like Ange is like the angel, you know, and then Ramona is like the devil, and she has something to say about everything, and you know, I kind of was a little bit thrown off by Renee's reaction. Like, oh, I know for a fact Ramona's not going to lie, and da-da-da. So basically she's saying that Drita did, and I really didn't know what was going on with Renee. Renee is, like, kind of gone nutso on me. Don't you think so?
She flip-flops, and she's the drama. She, you know, I don't care if she's butt ugly, excuse my language, or she's got her makeup on. No matter what it is, whether it's in the morning or at night dressed up, she's the same damn person. She flip-flops, and she has no loyalty, and she talks about it and preaches about it. And, you know, I'm just, you know, I wish her well. I just wish her well far away from me, you know. I'm not buying into her bullshit is what I'm trying
to say. Yeah, and the other thing, she's like, you know, loyalty with friends, and she can't believe that this one's saying that, and that one's doing this, and this one's... It's like, okay, so then how can you just forgive Junior for doing all the shit to you? But
no
yet,
kidding. Amen
you know,
to that girl.
Right? It's like Junior's doing this specifically to you. You're putting yourself into these two ladies' fight, and you're picking one side when you're with one, and then immediately when you're with the other person, you're picking that side. But I feel like she throws herself in that mix to make herself feel better about her situation, and what it's doing is just ruining her friendships and her relationships with her wife. I think her whole life is just a big mess right now, and she needs to stay out of that, and she needs to fix what's going on with her life. And the first thing that needs to be done is Junior hit the road, and then she can maybe start realizing that having friends doesn't mean that all your friends that you're friends with have to like each other. And that's it. And I really think the other thing, too, is these ladies just don't know how to go out and have a good time without bringing up the one that wasn't invited. And if you didn't want to invite that person, great. Then shut the fuck up about them when they're not there. Because
absolutely.
You know, because all that is a bunch, is a bitch. Because you want to fucking talk about somebody, invite them so they can fucking stick up for themselves. That's bullshit.
That's right. And Carla, man, she's got some balls. I mean, I didn't think she would actually go to the Poconos up there, you know. And she stood up, you know, this week. I'm just a little bit surprised by that. And Renee with her damn pigtails, I mean, act your freaking age, bitch.
Ladies, we've got somebody else that's wanting very desperately to end on this conversation. So if you don't mind, I'm going to bring someone else in.
I wonder.
He's been private messaging me and wanting in on this conversation desperately. So, Chi-Town Joe.
Yeah, yo.
You are live on the Rad Reality Show with Michelle Costa and Dina.
Hi, Dina.
Hi, Dina.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello, Joe.
I have a very important announcement to make that nobody knows about but me. But I want to ask if I can get a plug in for my radio show Saturday for St. Patrick's Day. But
absolutely.
I have something you don't know that's going to. Paul? Can you please play the music from the Mob Wives?
You interrupted their conversation.
Are we playing the Mob Wives again?
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh my gosh! Don't even! I'm so excited.
This. And that's Cherry, because I told her. Since December, Mob Wives has been filming in Chicago.
Okay.
And they have a whole new cast, and it is going to premiere in June of this year, and it ends in fall of this year. And it's an all-new cast. They're having a hard time getting locations because the Italians don't want them in.
Wait, they're already filmed or they're filming?
They're almost ready to stop filming.
Oh.
It's a whole new series. It's called Mob Wives Chicago.
Okay.
And the cast is, I can tell you this once, and then I can't comment because there's a relative in this from me.
Oh.
So I can't, it's bad. But I wanted to announce it to everybody first here.
Wow.
And I don't know what kind of song they're going to have, but these are some real heavy hitters. Their fathers or their uncles, and you know, these are hit men. And it's, you'll have a Rene Russo out of Lombard. Her dad was a hitman and a mentor for Nick Calabrese. These are heavy hitters. I mean.
So wait, Joe, what you're saying is that you'll be able to get them on Manic Mondays to tell us their deep, darkest secrets. And number two is, I love your legs, Joe. They're sexy. I don't want them to get broken. So we don't want you to say more than what you should.
Yeah, I understand that.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I seen those legs, and they're sexy as hell.
Thank you very much.
We have to protect our Chi-Town Joe.
Nobody knows about this. And
wait, what do you mean nobody?
Well, everybody, now it's going to go viral. Goes viral.
Okay, let's start a rumor. You guys know how we love to start rumors here on Manic Mondays, right?
Yeah.
Right? So let's start a rumor. Maybe it could be a true rumor.
A true rumor. So,
it's a true rumor. Ooh, how exciting. So we got connects.
Yes, we
which
do.
Which means we're going to be getting some extra guests in the next few months.
Yeah, I'll be trying to, because they're still filming, so they're kind of encased, so to speak.
Yeah.
And then as soon as they're done filming, before the June start date, I will make some phone calls.
Oh my gosh! You know, I see this becoming a trend. The next Mob Wives after Mob Wives Chicago will be Mob Wives ACI in Providence, featuring Whitey Bulger. Okay, who is hanging out in the jail? Okay, and then we'll go to Federal Hill where all the old school gangsters are robbing Nike stores and selling them out of the old social clubs. Yeah.
Yo. Yeah.
Everybody, I think I just lost everybody, but that's what's happening.
No, I know.
Here.
I understand exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I do.
Well, I'm talking about mafia that, like, kind of hit, like, the reality market, you know?
Yep.
Like, it was going good for a while, and then it crashed, and so that's basically what they're doing, you know, foreclosures, if you know what I mean.
Sure. I understand exactly. But I just thought that you guys would love it.
Thank you.
Dina was on, and I was so glad Dina called in. And
we
I
love
just
Dina.
I love her to death.
I don't know how much I miss y'all. You truly don't.
And it was hard because I've talked to Dina recently, and I couldn't tell her.
Aw. You were keeping the secret from all of us?
Yeah. Well, except for one.
All right.
Somebody
well, if you ever have a secret, again, Joe, you know, you can always come to Manic Mondays, and we will keep it a secret. Disclaimer.
Yes.
But you could always come and tell us any secrets, okay?
Yeah, well, that was something that I didn't want to. I wanted to make sure you knew about it first. Your show got it first.
Oh, I like
you know.
That.
But it's going to be 10 episodes, so you know, and it goes from June to fall. So
you know, I think you know a lot more than you're letting us know.
Yeah,
but
I'm
okay with the nibbler per se, but I feel like. That this could develop into a really interesting thing, Joe.
I think it's going to be big.
Yeah, you know, you could secrete a little bit this week, and, you know, being from the BJ's retail world, I'll allow you to secrete a little bit next week.
Okay.
And we could keep it going, but maybe you could just, like, kind
yeah,
of,
I
like,
can, I can give
spend
you
a little
like
bit more.
Every week, a little background on who the females' fathers or uncles were and how long they're, most of them are still in jail. We all have our wakes at the same place. So,
give us a little tidbit on the Chicago Mafia, and we can get our Joe's Mafia School on Manic Mondays.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, the short one, sure.
Joe knows Mafia. Yeah.
Yes, I do. So we grew up, in the beginning of when I was a kid, there's a place in Chicago called Old Town. I don't know if most people must know of it. It's a real ritzy place now, but that's where the Sicilian mob was. That's where I was. And we all grew up in with everybody, you know. And now these guys are, you know, my dad's age, but my dad's done. But, you know, there are, I can tell you some stuff about them that is maybe of a public record, but I can't really go in to tell you about everything.
Well, you know what I find that's so interesting? It's like, okay, so I grew up here in little old Rhode Island, and that was such a huge part of my growing up and living and friends, and it's just wild to talk to other people that are familiar with it because it's a very intense, kind of unreal, like you're in a movie almost,
mm-hmm.
and to to talk about it the way that we're doing. I'm pretty shocked that it's actually being put out there like that, you know?
Yeah.
Because things like that just would not happen. I mean, you and your family and your family's friends would be all dead at this point. I mean, there would be your whole neighborhood would be TNT'd.
Yes.
And that's not a joke.
Well,
that's
you
real.
Know, and you know the five hands, right? Or the five fingers?
Yep.
That explanation. Well, my family had to go through that, and it stopped with my father. So I can talk a little bit about it, you know, but I don't want anybody coming for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what? I think that's, like, way, obviously, if these things are happening and they're being allowed to talk about it. I mean, the mafia is, you know, Joe, the mafia
yeah.
is not the way it was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a lot of other mafias have actually grown beyond the Italian mafia, you know. You have the Russian, the Irish.
Well,
the Irish is big.
They're going to have a Ukraine person on in this one, too. A girl that her father was a Ukrainian mobster, worked for the mob, and
yeah.
they're ruthless, too.
Yeah.
You know. So, but I mean, if I have a chance to say, I don't know if anybody watched Showtime, but in Michelle's area, they had a great mob kind of a show called Providence. Do you ever see that, Michelle?
Well, I think you're thinking Brotherhood.
Oh, Brotherhood. You're right. In Providence, yeah.
I was actually on that show many times, so.
And you know what, Michelle? That show seemed very true to form.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and that new guy, the mobster, he's on ABC doing a show called Awake. It is a weird show. It started last week. But we say 15 years ago, you couldn't talk. Because you're right. You would get TNT'd.
Yep. Well, you said one thing. You were a rat. And if you're a rat, you know what happens to the rat.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So it's just weird for the fact that it's not somebody even on the outside. It's people on the inside. People
right.
that are family, people that know better. And you know what? It's money, and money talks, bullshit walks. And,
yeah. Well,
you know, it's also a story to tell.
There's one girl called Renee Russo that I'll just give it to you, that she is the person that will be against any rats in this series.
But
you know,
technically they're all kind of in that same rat boat, you know, it's paycheck at the end of the day, and they're
well,
all
one,
performing
one
the same
her
kind
father,
of.
Her father turned out to be a rat.
Yeah.
And,
okay.
And is, you know, is still, he's in the witness protection program, but she isn't.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's
well,
it's
maybe it's for the best too, Joe. If you think about it, because, like, I guess it's better for you to, instead of being, you know, hiding from these people, hey, put yourself on TV, and have paparazzi following you, have people following you, because it's really hard to get somebody or take them out if they're so always surrounded by people and they're popular.
That's true, and again, this is going to be all over. The stuff all over the TV, they're going to be traveling all over Chicago and Lombard and our suburbs. You know, Cicero hey, Al Capone came from here, right? So,
yeah.
What can
it
I
say? Sounds like,
it
sounds like to me, Joe, that it's turning out to be kind of like the housewives, you know? They're gonna be finding a mob wives wherever there's a mafia presence, and I think it's just going to become a snowball effect. And you know what? It's great to see things like that, because people got to realize that this is just not something you see on TV, like movies. This is real life. This really happened. I've seen a lot of these things. I've been a part of it. And, like,
yeah.
You know, what you see, you forget. And it's just, to me, it's so crazy that this is, like, you know, what people are watching. And it's intriguing because
what I learned and what I knew without anybody telling me is you see what you see and shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
You never talk about it again. You don't even bring it up to anybody, and you don't even bring it up to the people that were there that when it's happening. You don't say, hey, can you believe what happened today? You don't say anything.
No, you don't.
Period. So,
no, I've been down that route a couple of times as a kid, you know, just going with my dad and getting involved in stuff. And then it just, you see things and, you know, the old man who's kicking me and say, shut up.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, I just want to, well, I'm going to get off, but I just
thank
wanted
you,
to
Joe, so
drop
much for,
everything.
For letting us know
well,
that. And we have to make sure that we talk a little about Joe's show on Saturday, too. He does a radio show on Saturdays from, I believe it's 3 to 6.
No, it isn't.
No?
East Coast, it's 4:30. Central would be 3:30. All the way to BB time is 1:30. It's live. So you go to the website, or not website, I'm sorry, Paul knows. The page on Facebook, it's called Chi-Town Live, and then hit the like button. I really would appreciate it, and then go to About. But we're having a super-duper spectacular Chicago St. Patrick's Day
ooh,
party.
We should definitely get you to do a promo, Joe, so that we can just play the clips of, you know, the link and everything about your show.
Yeah, you know, it's always on every week, so I hope everybody can tune in. And there's a chat room, a new chat room in there, so people can hear and or write and stuff. I can't write them back, but Seacoast can. So anyways, I appreciate it. If you tune in, you tune in. If you like the page, like the page. But I'm just so excited. I can tell you my mother is not.
Why?
Well, you know, she's never seen the original show. You know what I mean? The original Mob Wives, and she refuses to watch it.
Oh.
Because she grew up with that, too, being from the South Side.
Yep.
And she
probably doesn't feel right watching it. It's like,
you know, my mom, when she was a kid, she was like kind of like you, Michelle. She, you know, she was a beautiful woman. But if you screwed her over or fucked her over, she was the one that kicked the hell out of you, beat the shit out of you, you know?
That's right.
And that's what
she probably
learned.
Beat him with the pocketbook that I sent her. Hell yeah.
So,
Joe, thanks so much for calling in. We appreciate
you. Thank you.
I'm so sorry. You know what? I'll really try to find out what is the theme song for the next one.
Yeah, you work on secreting is my word. I like that.
Yes.
Secreting more information for our next show. And we need to get a promo. Get on this, Paul. Like breaking news.
Whatever you want to do, Paul, you can do it with me on Skype. So
sure.
Okay.
We'll
some snooping for us, Joe.
Okay.
Ooh.
It
sounds like a Skype gate to me, but anyway.
I know maybe I might be doing a little pushing and self-promotion, but I did spend a lot of time on some of these clips, and I just hope to get at least one more in.
Yeah,
well, let's
get off
do this,
here,
Paul.
So.
Paul.
Okay, thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you,
pleasure,
Joe.
My pleasure. Talk to you all later, and hopefully I'll be talking to you on St. Patrick's Day.
Ciao, muchacho.
Ciao.
Ah, fight of the Irish. I like it. And that means wear your green and green bear. And Paul, let's
all right.
do
no.
one of your fabulous Mob Wife's clips.
This I thought was terribly funny when the girls drove up into the Poconos and were arriving at the cabin. And just a little side note, I thought it was hilarious when they drove by a sign that said Lake Harmony. Anyway, this is, I call it Renee Arrives at the Cabin.
Oh, goodness.
Step
definitely interesting looking. It's not like it looked on the computer.
It's like some Norman Bates.
It's I'm in the woods. The woods.
I ain't even playing. There's killers out here.
Real killers.
This is the first time I've been in a house without a guy, without a gun, without a knife. Who stays here?
Knife? Get the out of here. I'm going to wait for Jason or for Halloween. Someone to come and chop me up into little pieces, drop me over in the middle of the lake. Are you girls crazy?
In a bedroom, the comforter smelled like my grandfather's 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 grandfather slept in it.
Wait a second. I can't sleep by myself. I can't. I'm afraid. Sleep in the bed with me.
I will not.
I'm in the woods.
You know what?
I'm in the woods.
Well, you know what the funniest? I love that. I love that clip, Paul. That was awesome. But do you guys, okay, I actually had to reverse, like rewind the show last night a few times because did you guys notice a few times when they came back from commercial and they showed this beautiful house with like, it was kind of like a upside down V, and the entire backside of it that abutted the pond was all full of windows with a gorgeous deck that also abutted the lake. And I'm like thinking to myself, like, this bitch over here, Renee, is going crazy over this. What it seemed to be like she was going to basically go in a tent, and even at that point, a tent would have been fine. But did you guys see the house, like, after a few segments after that? The house was beautiful. What the fuck is wrong with these girls?
I have no clue. I want to get this one in, too.
Before you get that in, I just want to make one more comment about that clip. What do they mean, real killers? What do you mean, fake killers? Wait, what do you mean, your father? Wait, what?
Yeah, like their killers are better than the killers in the woods.
Yeah, but Renee's like, no, there's not killers, there's real killers. And I'm like, what? You come from a family of killers. Call that. I don't even know. Okay, Paul, play the clip.
Oh, this is when they went horseback riding.
Oh, boy.
The horses scare me. Can you give it a tranquilizer if necessary?
You can do a tranquilizer.
No. I got plenty of those, buddy.
Okay.
I'm jealous of a horse's ass. How is that?
Kick it, Renee.
Kick it, Renee. I am not kicking my horse.
You never got your ass smacked, Renee. It feels good when you're riding.
No.
Get
on, bird. Whoa. No, I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Oh, God, I needed two bras. Thank God Big Ann didn't come on this trip.
Bubum, bubum, bubum.
Ooh, baby.
Baby.
Ride a cowboy. We like both actors.
I needed two bras.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, you're riding a horse. Come on. She seems like she probably is, like, hilarious if they showed everything. But the way they show it to us, she's one of those. You know what I mean by those?
Yeah.
She's a complainer. Complains about everything. She could be bathing in money. She'd be like, I'm getting paper cuts, guys. Paper cuts, you know? Like, what?
You are so right. You are so right, Michelle.
Oh, and the scraps. There's scraps everywhere.
Yeah. And then the last clip they show of her riding the horse, it was like she was the Belmonts, okay? She was riding that fucking horse like it was fucking Junior just got out of jail after a 10-year bid, okay? She was riding that thing, galloping. I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, yep. She loved riding that thing. She looked like she was having fun. She was gyrating.
Yeah,
she was gyrating.
Great clip,
gyrating.
Paul.
All right, Paul, we're going to do all your clips. We're not going to just stop at three, Paul.
All right, this is when Drita goes into the Big Angie's bar and tells her what she's about to do.
Hi, my baby.
I miss you.
I really want so badly to change my way on getting physical and fighting and hurting anybody. I do want to tell you that I decided that I'm definitely 1,000% going to hire management.
Okay.
I think you're doing the right thing, and it signed off. So.
If I get so aggravated and I got to get up and walk away, if I could do that, I will be very proud of myself.
And I'd be very proud of that doctor.
I just, you know, it's a good move for Adrita to do that, but I really think that she's just a person that sticks to her guns, and she doesn't let anybody disrespect her, you know? And I think she's just always going to be like that, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know? I think to stick up for yourself is fine, but I realize that as you get older, it's harder to, you know, get up after a couple of hits, you know? But she's fighter, but also she has so much going on in her life that sometimes people have a tendency to react with that towards other things in their life. So, but Ange, I love it. And she had just got some surgery done, didn't she? Is that the reason why she didn't go on the trip?
Yeah, she said
she had to have her thyroid removed.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, she looked real good for getting her thyroid removed, right?
Big Ange just looked good all the time.
But is that like a simple process? I would think like, you know, maybe you wouldn't be working the bar the next day. I don't know. Can you guys tell me, like, a thyroid to me?
She said that she did not want to go up to the Poconos with a neck brace on. So I would be guessing the editing of the show that she hadn't had it done yet when Drita went into the bar. That would be my guess.
Because I thought, well, the way she said it was, I wish we were there right now.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe they could have set it up like that. But, yeah, that's why I was just about to say, I'm glad you put it out, Paul, like, wasn't that one thing she said is that she was going to be wearing a neck brace? That's why when I saw that, I was like, huh.
The way I took it was that she was going to be having her surgery while they were at the Poconos is the way I took it. But maybe I took it wrong.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right. You're right. It could have been during that, and at that time they were there at the Poconos. She just hasn't had it yet. But I don't know. Okay, anger management. And it was so funny. Did you guys see do you guys call it a psychologist or a psychiatrist? Like, whatever. One gives you medicine, and the other one just listens to you. And gives you no medicine.
Psychiatrist, I think, is the one that gives you the medicine. That psychologist, I think, just listens to you.
Okay.
I think that's... I've never been to either.
Well, either way,
I
know one gives medication, the other one doesn't. But did you guys see his face? How funny was his face?
Oh, my
gosh. Like...
I know. And she was talking about how if you do this, you catch a beating and all this stuff about her past. And he's just sitting there looking at her like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
She shares that she remembers her first fight when she was like 5 years old. But the story she told about the kid in the wheelchair, I have that clip. And that was kind of gave me an insight into her past.
Absolutely.
How long back does that go?
My first fight was probably in kindergarten. Here's a perfect example. I'm in high school. A guy, a couple of boys, whatever, laughing at a kid in a wheelchair. And I'm watching this, and it's infuriating me. I'm getting so angry that you would think I'm related to this boy. Okay? They throw a cheeseburger at his face. My knee starts shaking, and I'm so mad, like, to cry, you know, from anger. I am going to cry.
That offends a sense of right and wrong, which is important to you.
Right. So he throws the cheeseburger off his face. And I don't know how people could do like that. So honestly, like, I just attacked him. And I mean, I just feel like, look, you want to be that person, then I'll fight you. Fight me.
Yeah,
wow.
There's a lot to help her anger management because that goes so far back. And then she shared she grew up in the projects where it's a different, you know, world. That's a major switch, like you said. Even with her age, Michelle, she's, you know, got a lot of baggage that is going to be difficult to clear away.
Yeah, I mean, the story about the kid in the wheelchair, like, I started thinking about it, and I was like, what would I have done? And you know what? would have done the same flipping thing. And right now in my life, right at this moment, would I do that? Maybe not as aggressive. I think I maybe would have definitely stuck up for him, went over, but beat some ass, you know. But
yeah.
I think at that point in time, when, I don't know, I guess when there's not things like in your life, like, you know, people have kids and they have families and jobs and life, and like to throw it all away in 1 minute, but so it's so worth it for that. I mean, could you guys imagine seeing that in front of you?
No.
I mean, I know, because I flipped out when things like that happen, and I just black out. You don't even realize that you are doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And if you guys don't believe in that, you believe it if you have it happen to you. You see kind of like red.
Absolutely.
You don't even remember after. You just kind of like, during what's going on, you kind of realize, oh, my God, I'm beating the crap out of this person or whatever. So
Dina is still on the switchboard with us, but she just let me know that she's going to have to go. So I think she kind of wants to say bye to everyone.
Okay.
Miss Dina.
Hey there.
Hey, Dina.
I wanted to thank everybody for their thoughts and prayers. Trust me, I didn't get to say this earlier. It's been felt. I miss everybody. I hope to be able, with a little bit more recovery, be able to join and on in the chat room. So just everybody, I miss and love each and every one of you. I hope that you're doing well. Go Mob Wives. And Michelle, thank you so much. Your love and dedication to this show, it means a lot for people. So I just wanted to say that I love you bunches. And Cherry, oh, by the way, everyone, I was on Cherry Street today, and what did I do, Cherry?
She called me. She says, I've been thinking about you. I'm on Cherry Street, and I just had to call you.
I love it. That's something
so
I would
sweet.
Do. I love that, Dina. Dina, we're just so glad to hear from you, and
yeah.
So just to hear your voice, seriously, it's like soothing.
Yes.
Well, we ask for prayers for you and your stepfather and your family
yes.
at the end of every show.
And you know what, girl? Everything's going to be okay. I feel
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
I
there's
really
no
do.
Other choice. You know,
there is.
Day one, he's got this. So as long as he's got this, I've got his back. So, but anyway, visiting hours is 8:30 tonight. So let me go in here and see if I can't chew out somebody else and make myself feel better. So I love each and every one of y'all, and y'all have a good night, okay?
Thank
we
love
you,
so you
much, Dina. Dina, you take care. God bless, babe.
Thanks. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
I like a good night, y'all. We say good night, yous guys, to kind of go with the Mob Wife thing. But, you know, and the other day I was thinking about that. I was like, yous guys. Like, I actually say, hey, what's up, guys? And it'll be a group of girls.
Yeah.
No, but like the way we say it around here, like people don't look at you weird. But I started thinking about it. I'm like, is that, would that be weird to you in Minnesota, Paul?
Not so much. You know, we're not that politically correct up here. I think that's kind of accepted.
What about you, Cherry?
Not here. I mean, I say that too, you know, to
okay,
my friends. So, yeah, I don't think it would be here. I don't know about further south, but here it's a normal, you know, thing to say. So,
hey, I just had like you know that epiphany moment when you hear yourself say something, you're like, wait a minute.
Now we don't say pop. I've heard Paul refer to soda as pop.
Yeah,
and
we don't say that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like pop is like pop in the nose.
Yeah.
I wanna quickly grab. There's some people that I know for sure haven't heard this clip, at least live, that popped into the chat room. So I just want to do it before they have to get going.
Hey, Paul. We have a really big surprise for our Rad Reality family this Thursday, don't we?
Oh, we sure do. I know. It's a really big surprise, and I'm so excited.
You're the clip master. You wouldn't happen to have a clip you could play for that, would you?
Well, Cherry, funny you should ask. How about this?
Thursday, be there.
Okay, what's the rest of it?
Yes, that's it. Everybody has to be here on Thursday for the surprise.
Well, what the heck? this is breaking news. We had already one. Let's make it two. Yeah? No? Come on, you guys. Come on, you guys. Right? Okay. Well, you know what? We had a fantastic Manic Monday. We talked about Survivor, and I feel like we will be continuing to talk Survivor. We talked about Mob Wives that never ceases to amaze us every week when they're on, which we had a couple weeks back where we had withdrawals. But they're on schedule and giving us what we love. It's like a raccoon. They're always in the garbage, you know? And the DJ flip-flops out there, you know who you are. Okay. Anyway,
I also want to take this opportunity to say how, and we've talked on the air plus on the telephone about how much fun your day in the life was, and it was so, I mean, we talked about everything. We talked
really?
About the band.
You guys really like
oh
it?
Oh, my gosh,
like,
we talked about the closet.
The refrigerator, I mean, the car.
All your pets. I loved all your pets.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Really? Oh, my God.
We've talked about the entire show. We've gone over it from beginning to end. We've talked about it all. We've loved
really,
it.
Really? Because I, like, really, honestly, put so much, like, heart and time into that.
I didn't think I gave enough.
And then
no.
Missy calls me. And Missy's like, hey, so I'm about to open up the emails that you sent me with the pictures. Because they sent me up a camera and I took pictures, whatever. And so she's opening the pictures and she's like, oh, my God. And I'm like, what? What did I do wrong? She goes, no, you got it. You understood what this was about. And I'm like, what? And she's like, these pictures. She's like, they rock. You understood what we asked of you, and you gave us more than we could just imagine. I was like, get out. And, you know, I didn't get to see the show when I call in through Skype. The only thing I see is a big question mark on my screen and me on the bottom.
Really?
So, yeah. So I didn't see Missy at all, okay? And I did not see any of the pictures. I just had a list in front of me, so I knew, because I knew what the pictures were by the heading I gave them. But I didn't see the pictures as they came up or anything. So everybody kept saying, oh, my God, Missy, you and Michelle look so beautiful. I was so much wanting to see how gorgeous Missy was. I was like, oh, my God. And, you know, I didn't know if my timing was right when the pictures, if they came up on the screen, if they didn't, if it was the right picture. I didn't know. And so the other night.
Wow. I guess I thought it was great, but now the way you're talking, I'll have to watch it again and see how crappy it was.
Shut up.
There's no way anybody could tell that you weren't able to see it, because it was absolutely one of the best shows I've seen. You did so great. And
I agree.
Every picture, I mean, you really did know what they were asking for, and you delivered. You went from, you know, you being a young child, you know, a baby,
aww,
all the way up to, you know, your current life, and you really gave them everything they were asking for, and it was fabulous. We enjoyed it so much.
I was so worried, Michelle, I was so worried that you weren't going to mention the charity, and I said, God, I got to quickly call in. Hopefully I get through before the show cuts off, because she hasn't mentioned a damn thing about it. And
no, I was
going to
mention at the end, because me and Missy had talked about it, so...
I was glad that you called in.
Absolutely happy that you called in, ecstatic. So for all you guys that called in, thank you guys so much. I mean, I had so much fun, honestly. Like, I would love to do that all the time.
I wanted you to talk more about how well you were doing at work.
Yeah.
You mentioned your job, but you didn't. You just skimmed over it. And you didn't tell everybody how wonderful you were doing at work.
And Sherry wasn't going to have that.
No,
yeah.
I wanted you to tell them that you were top sales rep.
Yeah, well, I think I'm going to be pretty good this week, too. So I'm, like, thinking at least definitely top 10.
Absolutely. You go, girl. You show them how it's done.
So,
and
you know.
We also, that the first show we did after that, Dan, Big John was in there, and I personally gave a shout-out and thanks to him. I didn't see him tonight, but he was one that stepped up after the Super Pass show, as well as Sandy.
Yeah.
That was awfully nice of them.
Yeah, and I actually sent everybody a personal message, whatever, that sent me a donation, because I absolutely appreciate it. And, you know, and what it really comes down to is that it's going to get mammograms for women that can't afford it, so that they can find that they have something ahead of time. So that's period, end of story, okay? Number two is Cindy, the one that had called it earlier that I met, was the only one that I didn't know how to get in contact with, okay? She was the only one that didn't send a message, and that's the first thing that I said to her. I don't know if she mentioned that, is I'm like, Cindy, I'm like, she's like, yeah. I'm like, you're like, you know, Piggly Wiggly or something like that. And she's like, yeah. And I was like, you're the one, only person that I haven't sent a thank you to. I was like, really, like, kind of like, yeah, and it was really funny. And I was like, and she's just like looking at me, and I'm like, and I didn't know how to get in touch with you. And like, it was so freaking weird, honestly. So just thanks again. And it's really, you guys are saving people's lives, honestly. So,
I don't know if you know it or not, but we had a surprise caller last night that's also going to be at Temecula. Bruce Kennedy, I may pronounce his name wrong, but you probably met him out at the Vegas Bash. What a great guy he is, too.
Who is it?
From Survivor.
Bruce, he was on Survivor.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear the name. I'm sorry, yeah. Oh, he was on the show last night?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, great. Awesome. You know what? The more the merrier. It's such a different, crazy group of people. Like, I was, oh my God, so excited last year because The Mole was there. Do you guys ever watch The Mole?
I love The Mole. That was one of my favorite reality shows of all time.
And
okay,
Ron.
So you guys know that, like, 2008 was the last year it was on, right? Okay. So I was watching it. Okay, this is a true story. I was watching it, and I got picked to be, well, I got kidnapped, I didn't know, and I missed who won The Mole. Okay, because it was like literally like 2 weeks later, I guess they figured out who The Mole was, and I was so mad. So when I saw the whole cast, I was like, oh my God, you guys, you know, they were like, we loved you on Big Brother. I was like, listen, who is The Mole? So each one, actually, they, I guess at that moment, all with, like, what is it? When they all think with their head together without saying it. Anyway, they had all had an epiphany, like, let's mess with her. So they were like, oh, it's him. And he's like, hey, I'm the mole. And then they were like, the next day, they were like, no, it's him. And I was like, oh, my God, they busted my balls. It was hilarious. Like, had so much fun because it was so kind of like a lot of different reality shows. Like, so it's, you know what the other thing is? Ooh, Paul, Cherry, is that Jillian wants to do something pre-recorded there. So we, us three, need to figure out how we're going to do that. Maybe we can do a Skype.
Absolutely.
That's the thing I was thinking.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
We should get a new promo for her.
Well, that's if our chatters want it, because they're pretty quiet out there right now. But if they don't want it, no, I'm just kidding. I just want to see if they're listening, because there's a lot of talk about The Bachelor tonight on there. But I think he picks Courtney just because. Anyway, so let's talk. So Biggest Loser is going to come up tomorrow, and
yes.
I hope everybody's watching Challenges.
Absolutely.
With Mark Long. Better be watching. Yeah. And I hope everybody's watching American Idol. I'm actually doing an American Idol pool whatever thing with Eric Stein from BB8, America's Player.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's like this big pool, and you have to pick. The first pool is you pick 13 to 1, who you think's going to leave
in
and who you think's going to win. Yes. And I guess you get points depending on how far off you are, you know. So say if you get, like, the 12th person leaves 13th, you get one minus one, you know what I mean?
Oh, I got you. I got you.
Because you're one away. If you picked the person to win, if they lose, you lose 13 points. You're negative 13.
Right.
Okay. And then the other one is who you think's going to be safe for that night, but you can only use each American Idol once throughout the time. So you need to pick, obviously, who you think is going to be the worst, but not the one that gets taken out, because you want to keep the good players for near the end, because you cannot use a person more than once.
Are you watching The Voice as well?
You know, I'm not, because right now with Bachelor, my DVR doesn't allow me to tape The Voice.
That's on Sunday. I love The Voice. And there's a girl on there, her name is Jordis Unga, she was on a different show called Rockstar in Excess. And I watched her on that and just loved her when she was on that. Now she's on The Voice. And I so want her to win The Voice. I just absolutely love this girl and her voice. And it seems like the people they have on The Voice they're already
more polished.
Yes, they are more polished. And the people that they have working with them, the mentors, you get to see some of the best of the best as far as who comes in there to work with these people. Like, they had Smokey Robinson and Jewel and, you know, mentors that come in there and work with these people are just amazing. And then they go in and to this ring and they battle with their voices, and it's incredible.
It is. Did you guys happen to catch the segment on Aerosmith on 60 Minutes last night?
No. But after 60 Minutes, I did watch Amazing Race. Paul, did you watch Amazing Race after 60 Minutes?
Oh, my God. Louis said he had to say the ending was probably the best he's ever seen.
Yes.
Ever. And it was.
Okay, listen. All right. I didn't think I was going to sign up for this because I didn't think it was going to be Big Brother all over again.
Yes. Rachel.
I was like, oh, my God, no. And I don't like, honestly, I love Rachel. I do not like to see her cry. No.
I know.
Not a good thing. And I don't like people who keep saying they're going to quit. Like, what the heck?
I know. Those two can be a hot mess one minute and just be battling their hearts out the next.
Terry Paul, you guys got to hear this. Me and my mom were watching it last night. You guys are going to just laugh your ass off. And do you guys remember the moment when Rachel said, I didn't come here to win $1 million. I came here to go around the world with my best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys remember that?
Because I thought it would be fun.
Yeah, my mom looks at me. She goes, and she's got this blank stare in her face, and she looks at me for like 2 seconds, and she goes, who's your best friend? And I start laughing my ass off. And I go, Mom, it's Brendan. She goes, oh, I thought it was somebody else. I laughed for like 10 minutes. I was like, oh, my God, you're hilarious. She goes, I didn't think she was talking about him. They don't look like they're best friends. Oh, my God.
Love Mama Casta.
Yeah, but I was like, thank you for giving
some readings, you know, more people to be like, what's this Big Brother thing this Rachel girl talks about? Cause like,
yeah.
That comment was like off the meaty. When I saw that, I tweeted right away like, oh my gosh. I love it. I love it. It seems like the two Rachels of Amazing Race are like having their own. It's just that there's two different guys' names, but the other Rachel, holy crap, like her sergeant husband,
oh
he needs
gosh.
To bring it down like two notches,
oh
maybe
my
even
gosh.
Three.
He is
oh
a
my
jerk.
God.
I know. And then the two Rachels don't like each other either.
I know.
And what a hot mess. It's going to be a great race this year. I
yeah.
mean, I think
How
it's going to be more intense than it usually is.
Yeah.
Yeah. How impressed were you with Michelle with Rachel's rappelling?
I don't know. I don't really think I was not impressed or whatever. I was like, oh, I wish I could do that. If anything, I thought that was really cool, right? Like, didn't that seem like, I don't know, like it just, those things aren't things that I would normally be like, okay, I'm going to plan on doing that. But like a lot, like some of the girls were like, oh my God, I'm so scared. And I would be like, oh my God, that's the coolest thing to have the opportunity to do that. So I really, really like the fact that she's experiencing all these things. And I don't know, I feel bad because like, I feel like it's really going to affect their relationship. And I guess it's good TV, but I don't know. It just seems to me it's like too much, you know?
Well, at the end, when Art and JJ came up and gave the Kentucky boy
yeah.
that money, I had a good dislike going on for Art and JJ. I will, you know, come right out and say it. I'll admit it. I wasn't liking Art and JJ at all. But when they came up and gave them that money and, you know, the Kentucky guys were just crying and thinking they were going home, it was one of those heart-touching moments that you don't see in these reality shows very often. And they redeemed themselves with me immensely. And then Phil says, well, you're going to have to stick around for a little bit longer because this is a non-elimination round and you're staying. And I was just like, I screamed, yes!
Yeah, I was super excited. But wait, am I the only one that analyzes things? Okay, so let me just give you guys a scenario. So I was super excited, too, that it was a non-elimination. So do you notice that one of the Kentucky boys was like, he's like, oh, you know, what do you think about giving him the money and knowing that they stayed? He's like, oh, we're going to pay you back. The first thing I thought is they're going to screw him over sometime throughout this race. They're going to U-turn him, and that they're going to be like, oh, my gosh. Am I the only one that thought that?
I don't think that at this point, but, you know, things do change.
Not
you know,
at this point, but I'm
change.
Saying at the, like, for them to show that, for me, I think it's setting up something that's going to happen down the line. Absolutely. Those
yeah,
words are going to get eaten. Hell yeah. They know what they're doing.
Yeah, we've seen enough shows and the editing that they do ahead of time to
yep.
have those thoughts.
So guess what, Kentucky boys, they're going to get Kentucky. So it's going to be good. I'm excited. I love it. I think this Amazing Race is really, really good.
Yeah,
I agree.
I think the stunts are great. I think the competitions, I think that the locations, like, can you guys imagine? I was saying to my mom yesterday, I'm like, what the fuck? I sorry about swearing, but I wouldn't be able to drive stick. I don't know.
There's
to drive
so many
stick.
People that go on the Amazing Race and cannot drive a stick. That would be one of the first things that I would make
first
sure
thing.
I knew how to do was drive a stick if I went on the Amazing Race.
First thing, but
Like, I would know how to drive a stick. And then, do you guys see those roads in Italy?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Where everybody's driving every which way?
What the heck? No wine. Me can't drive, no wine. But I'm in Italy. I have to drink the wine. But anywho, so The Amazing Race, fantastic. Mob Wives, ridiculous. And I guess we'll be talking maybe a few months from now about Mob Wives Chicago and maybe having some very interesting back info. Because I feel like there's a lot more than Joe is telling us. I think he's...
Yep.
So we might even be able to get, like, the show happened, and we can get exact information of how it went down. So I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know if that's going to happen. Just like two Rhode Island Powerball winners in 3 weeks.
Wow.
Well,
in Rhode Island.
I was thinking about you, Michelle, because the first one that you said nobody knew about comes out, and she's what, in her 80s?
81.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so she just came out last week to claim the prize. No look on her face. Looked like she was on, like, fucking Percocets or something. I was like, bitch, smile, please. You just won. She's holding the check for $256 million, and it's, like, nothing. I'm like, oh, my God. So I'm like, okay, well, I didn't win. That sucks, and I don't know her. Double suck. So not even a week later, okay, and I was like, oh, my God, there's no way that Rhode Island's going to ever win Powerball again. I'm not playing Powerball, even though I didn't play that time. So then a $60 million Powerball jackpot hits, like, 3 days ago.
Oh, my God.
Wasn't me, and motherfucker again, I don't know the guy, okay? So how is that possible in the smallest state?
Smallest state in the nation.
We have
Michelle,
2 degrees
how can
of separation.
We get that woman to adopt us?
Yeah, well, I don't know. We got to figure it out. But 2 degrees of separation here in Rhode Island. I must know their sitters, nannies, dog walkers, brothers, cousins, mothers, sisters, teachers, friend. It's got to trickle down. But so now I've gone on a different rant, and I'm like, okay, two winners? How is that even possible? I could step out of my house and get hit by lightning, okay? So that means three is a charm. It comes in threes.
It does. You better
so
go out and buy
Powerball tickets. Guess who's buying
Powerball
tickets, baby? Yep.
You and Cindy both better go out and buy those Powerball tickets.
Yeah. But Powerball, don't you have it, Sherry and Paul, where you guys are?
Yes, they have it here.
All right.
By the way, Cindy says that she is the one that won this last one, and she did say in the chat room when she claims that she will share the winnings with the Rad Reality Show family. So,
where did she buy the ticket? Did she buy it in Smithfield?
You know she'll say yes.
Because she lives near that, so I'm just saying because, wait a minute, please, Cindy, is this the, you know, is this the truth? This could be very interesting. I got a lot of things to sell. You know, I'm just kidding. I got a lot of straighteners. Let me do your hair again. I'm
well,
just kidding. If it's her, God bless.
Let's wrap up a great Manic Monday again, Michelle.
Absolutely. Well, it couldn't be done without you, Cherry, and you, Paul. Great clips, Paul. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for reading that off your script that we gave you.
Yes. turn to the right camera. Okay. And then, I wasn't supposed to read that part, right? No, I'm kidding. you know, I'm off of this daylight savings time like nobody's business. You know, I had a great weekend at work. We had a great Manic Monday. Freaking sun is shining, spring is upon us, this thing's blooming, and we're just going along for the ride, and I hope everybody's strapped up. But thank you guys for all being there, listening, and don't forget Thursday, there's something big happening.
Absolutely.
I don't know what. I don't know what, but there's something going down. And St. Patrick's Day is Saturday, so luck of the Irish out there. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy
from
St.
Patty.
Patrick's Day. Yes. And, I mean, if I have nothing else to say, please, Cherry Paul, could you guys have some last parting words for our fantastic guests
I do.
And listeners?
I usually, at this point, ask for prayers for, of course, baby Savannah, who's getting ready to have surgery. That's Mary and Dave's little baby, two-year-old baby. This week is the week that she'll be having her surgery, so I want to make sure that everybody keeps baby Savannah in their thoughts and prayers. Ronnie Talbot is still going through his recovery, and I want to make sure that he's kept in, you know, everyone's thoughts and prayers. My friend Dan is still, you know, somewhat recovering, and I want to make sure that we keep him in thoughts and prayers. And
amen.
Deb Mrs. Evil that's in our chat room tonight, I want her kept in our thoughts and prayers as well. She's going through some things right now, and I definitely want her kept in thoughts and prayers as well. We're all one big family, and we're all here for each other when those times come up that we need these prayers, and that's what we're here for support. And, you know, we're here for the good times, but we're also here for everyone when, you know, there's a time for need. So keep them in your prayers, and I will update you if I get any information on little baby Savannah. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. Thank you all for coming. Make sure you join us on Thursday night for our surprise. Take care, everyone. Have a great
surprise
night. Thank you, Michelle, so much.
you always make
our Mondays,
Sherry,
wonderful. Love you, girl. You take care.
Love you, too. And, Paul, thank you. And muchachas and muchachos. Obrigado.
And thank you, everyone out there in the chat room, and to our podcasters. Thank you all.
Thank you.
So, thank you, guys, for stopping in. But I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about, like, today, about how much We've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show, but I thank everyone that has been part of the show and is still part of the show. But you know, I want to say thank you to you guys. And the reality, people, that you know, I do this for you guys, and I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm gonna go ahead and close it off tonight, and I appreciate everyone. I appreciate everyone. But I'll see you tomorrow night.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
And I want to remind everyone to please keep Moosey in your thoughts and prayers, too. She's going through a really rough time. Little baby Oscar passed away, and Moosey is going through some health issues, I think, as we all know. And I just love Moosey to death. And just keep Moosey in your thoughts and prayers, too. I was hoping that maybe she'd be able to call in tonight and bring up the Ron story that she mentioned last Monday on the Manic Monday show, but with everything that happened this week, I understand why she wasn't able to, but we love you, Moosey, and our thoughts and prayers are with you, girl, and I hope things get better for you, babe.
Absolutely.
Take care, everyone, and we love you out there. Have a great
week. Love you guys.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.